from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, October 26, 2021. As you know, it's my favorite day of the week. It's Testimony Tuesday, and I get to share a new friend with you all. Those of you that are maybe new to Mark and Friends, we're heard at 7:32 a.m. on all 19 of our frequencies, so we welcome you to this next 20 or 25 or so minutes. Testimony Tuesday, I love bringing people into the studio to have them share some of their faith journey or life story and how God's been at work in his life. And I've met a new friend as of today. It's really kind of special how God orchestrated this. And thank you, Eddie, for coming in early. We've already prayed up the program. We've talked about some interesting scriptures. You've bragged up your five children and your wife. You love what you're doing. You work for the state, and yet you have your fingers in a lot of different businesses and side things that God is blessing. But with me in the studio, and we're in our Springfield studio. We just love it here at 600 West Mason Street. But Eddie Kimball is my special guest, and your ears were probably ringing, Eddie, a week or so back, because Tim said, you got to have Eddie on. I interviewed him and did some radio announcements about some of the workshops and the training that he does. But he's a great guy. He's got a good testimony. You're going to really like him, Mark. And so you haven't disappointed. I appreciate your service for our country as a veteran with the Army. And did you grow up this way? But you've said, like, yes, sir, yes, sir. You've been very polite and, like, very honoring. Is that something that your parents taught you or the Army? But you're very, I don't know what you'd say, very proper, but I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
So tell us a little of your faith journey on this Testimony Tuesday. And have you been a longtime listener? Are you familiar with the WLUJ family of stations?
Yes, sir. I'm very familiar with WLUJ, and with my job with the state, I do travel. I cover the entire state. And so as I'm listening to the radio station and it fades off on one, mm-hmm. I skim until I find the next station that broadcasts what I'm listening to. But in reference to my sir and ma'ams, yes, my parents raised me. My parents are from the South, from Mississippi mm-hmm. and Arkansas, and I was raised to sir and ma'am everyone. And so I teach my children, if you respect everyone, most people respect you back. Right. And so you say yes, ma'am, you say yes, sir, to everybody.
Yeah. And now you're talking about your children. So five children, what are their ages? And do a little shout out if maybe they're tuning in, like, Daddy's on the radio today.
Yes, sir. So I'll start with my oldest son. He's named after me, Eddie Kimball II. And he's 6'10". He's very tall, so, and I'm proud of him. He has a great job here in Beardstown, actually. And then my oldest daughter, Elisa, she moved here about 3 years ago mm-hmm. from a very hurting relationship. And God turned her around, saved her. She's married now with one of my friends, and they now own a house in Rochester.
Wow.
So God has blessed their marriage with several children. And then Tony is the next daughter in line, and unique. She works at the church, and she goes to UIS and work for the school district. And then Destiny, my baby, she's 14. She'll be 15 in December. And could you imagine living in a house when my son moved out and I had all these women in the house?
Sure, sure. I have a few friends with four daughters, so I know some of the challenges and the blessings with it, but
yes, sir.
You survived to tell, and I should mention you live in and around the Chatham area.
Yes, sir.
And your beloved wife, Catherine, you've been married to her 17 and a half years. We got to know a little of the love story before we move further. So was it love at first sight? How did you two meet up?
It was. I was managing the AT&T wireless store on the west side of Chicago. And back then, when you had cell phones, you purchased minutes. Mm-hmm. So Catherine came into the store to purchase minutes for her cell phone. And I saw this petite, college-looking young lady. And my eyes did like the cartoons on, woo-woo, you know. And so I walked to her, and I took her hand, and I kissed her hand, and I said,
this is the first time, right?
First time we ever met.
Sure.
I took her hand, and I kissed her hand. And I said, I will take care of you and your children.
Yes.
not knowing I was being prophetic because she did have a couple of children.
Sure.
From that day forward, it's been 17 and a half years.
Wow. Well, thank you, God, for Catherine. And I'm sure you could say how many times God has used her. Oftentimes, God pairs us up with maybe opposites. So maybe you're a go-getter, you know, driven, and she's more laid back or prayerful, or you like are very spontaneous, and she's maybe more calculated.
So you've met her.
Okay. So, yeah, I just know how the opposites attract. Now, you mentioned working for the state and traveling some. Are you able to reveal what kinds of things you do for the state or the work?
Sure. I manage the local government health plan with the state of Illinois. So when there's a not-for-profit entity, police, fire, shelters, libraries that are not-for-profit entities and want insurance with the state, they come through my office. And there are times where I'll go meet with the board of directors or when they have a benefits workshop, I'll go and speak at those workshops and help people make decisions regarding their health insurance.
Okay, appreciate that. And I know you were saying some of your friends will say, Eddie, what do you have, like 27 different jobs? Because I know you have on the side a T-shirt and hat business. You're also involved or you oversee or you own EDK Defensive Consultants LLC. And so I think you're involved in a lot of training and counseling, helping people understand the concealed carry laws and youth firearms and range safety, handgun fundamentals, home defense fundamentals. I think, Tim, when he had you in, you were putting on some workshops or seminars at churches just to help them have a broader understanding of firearm safety or things that you need to be aware of as a church or a public place where people can just kind of walk in. And so we might touch on that at the end of the program. But I want to come back to a little bit of the testimony Tuesday, because you said, Mark, that verse out of 1 Timothy chapter 4, you cited other verses. You loved King David. You identify with him and some of the things that he did, being bold and being a defender of people. But you said, yeah, I like this Timothy 1:4, so let me read it again and get your thoughts on why it resonates so closely to your heart. But it says, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. So why choose that one? What's so special about it in your mind?
That scripture is special to me because as a child, I grew up in Sunday school, and God has always blessed me with wisdom when it came to the scriptures. And so instead of sitting in a youth class in Sunday school, I will always sit in the adult class in Sunday school. And so I just believe that as an older person now, that is important for us to listen to our youth in today's world, because they are experiencing things that we never even thought of back when I was a youth. And so I believe that the youth can receive words from God to help lead us today. And that's why it reminded me of David, because David was a young boy tending sheep. And no one would have thought that he would have led Israel past the Goliath and the Philistines.
So. Yeah, and with David, too, you know, he had those, 30 or 50, the mighty men. And so David, though he played the harp, and he's kind of some have said a Renaissance man. I mean, he was a man's man, because these other brutal, big, strapping kind of guys don't just follow a sissy.
Yes,
and yet David was talented musician and, did work with the sheep. And yet I think he was very interesting. I think he was a lover of God and surrendered and submitted in his best moments to following God. He obviously botched up some things, but to have men following him and to have all those people rallying around him, he had some charisma, but he had some leadership, and he was a strong man. So,
yes, sir.
Yeah, I think it's a great model for many of us. And the younger people, like you said, we want to fan into flame these gifts that God gives them and listen to them, because they have a lot to say. And like you said, they're experiencing so much more than what we went through 10, 20, 30 years ago because of internet, because of the intensity of evil and the things going on in the world today.
Yes, sir.
So you mentioned going to Sunday school class and maybe the adult class as a younger child. Your parents, were they both followers of Jesus? So what was that point where you said, Jesus, I'm a sinner, I need you? Who helped you come to that understanding?
Yes, sir. My parents definitely are both believers and followers of Jesus. And My mom was on an ERSHA board. Mm-hmm. My dad was a deacon. And so people would oftentimes laugh and joke and say, well, we can set our clocks by the time the Kimballs get to church. Because my dad was always the first one at church. We always opened up the church and took care of the church. And just in seeing that, it really blessed me and let me know, because I would see my parents get blessed.
Right.
And so I just believe that when you take care of God's house and God's people, you don't have to worry about other things. God will take care of those things. And so I kind of fell off the question, but.
No, that's very appropriate. And I was thinking as you were talking, that verse, you know, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. And so you saw the priorities of being in God's house, of learning, being taught his word. Was there a defining point when you at a certain age said to God or recognized that you were a sinner and that you needed a savior, where Jesus became more than just this holy person in the Bible or God's mm-hmm. son or the person that went to the cross for us? He became your own personal savior, where you said, Jesus, I'm flawed, I need you. Did that happen at a young age?
To be honest with you, when I was younger, I did what was modeled, mm-hmm. right? So I lived the Christian lifestyle. Yes, I accepted Jesus. Yes, I was baptized, but I knew him on the surface.
Right.
When I got to know Jesus intimately was when I was in the military and Desert Storm started, and they had told us that we were going to go fight in a different country, and they were speculating about 100,000 of us would die a week.
Hmm.
That's what we were told. And from when I heard that, I said, well, God, I got to get this right. And so I personally began to minister to people on base, my co-soldiers, if you will. And that's when I began to realize that God really had touched me in a form of ministry and helping people overcome some of their fears with God's word.
Now, did you, from that experience, did you ever feel like a calling towards being a pastor or a Bible teacher? I mean, you're working for the state of Illinois, and then you have these side businesses, and the most recent one, you know, where you're helping people understand self-defense and fundamentals and proper handling of firearms and such. So God's obviously working in and through you, but was there a special calling after the Army, or did the state job open up and you thought, Lord, I can be a faithful follower of yours, infusing godly character, being a Christian in the marketplace, like, which is a very unique special calling?
Yes, sir. Prior to moving to Springfield, the church I attended, I was the assistant pastor.
Okay.
And prior to that church, I was the assistant pastor. And being a PK's kid, a preacher's kid, you see so many things in church.
Right.
And so when we got the call to move here for work, I told God, I don't want to do anything in church.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I just want to sit down, be quiet, mind my business. Then I started working on the camera ministry. Then I started working in another ministry, and now I lead the security team at my church, and pastor has ordained us to be, or me to be, an elder in the church. And so God just picked us back up and put us back in leadership. So,
yeah, that's kind of like how God uses, you know, life experiences. It takes us through maybe the souring ones or the ones that maybe somewhat tainted us or jaded us. And yet, thank you, God, that he's loving and caring and compassionate and patient.
Yes.
And oftentimes will, you know, allow us to walk through things or just pull away so that he can maybe better use us into the future. Now, you mentioned a little bit about the church safety. And so I have a little card in front of me, EDK Defensive Consultants, LLC, out of Springfield. It gives your name, Eddie D. Kimball, your cell phone. I think this is okay to share in case
yes.
somebody wants to know more or says, hey, our church is very interested in knowing a little more. But Eddie can be reached at 217-900-0477. So that's 217-900-0477. So talk about, with great power comes great responsibility. Like, why are you offering these seminars, these workshops, these training classes to help people, to help churches? What does a church or a person need to know about safety and such?
Yes, sir. Coming up as a child and a youth adult in the churches I attended, they frowned on firearms and weapons. But when I went to the military and came back, I believe God led me to be a David or Peter. And I believe that in church, right, the Bible says we are to watch and to pray. well, there's other things, too. We ought to be doers of the word and not just hearers. Mm-hmm. And so with safety, I think it's important to train your staff, regardless if it's the deacons or if you have a security team or just the ushers, to be aware of the devices that Satan has in place. And although we respect God's house to the ultimate degree, Satan does not.
Right.
And so if you can see Satan coming aforetime and put things in place, it can prevent mass destructions from happening in God's house. But one of the other things we look at as well is people oftentimes buy firearms, and I see this often with my classes, and they've had them for years even, or they're contemplating on buying them, and they've never fired one or touched one. And so with our classes, we have one specifically just for ladies or women, and then we have one that's a basic class that husband and wives can come to. We teach you how to take the firearms apart, get to know the components of the firearm. See, it's just that it's a tool, you know, that you can use for self-defense. And then we teach you proper grip, proper handling. And then if you choose to, later on, we can go to the range and we can show you techniques on how to properly utilize that firearm with safety components engaged.
And I know you've gone to various churches and, you know, maybe you sat down with the deacons or the security team, which nowadays many churches, sadly, but it's a part of this world that we live in. You know, there's security check-ins, there's especially even with children, there's different things that, you know, now we have to be more cognizant of and, you know, filling out forms and background checks and such. But
that's right.
With this EDK, which stands for Eddie D. Kimball, Defensive Consultants, what's your ultimate goal or desire?
My ultimate goal is simply to help people understand firearm basics, firearm safety, and to be a caveat or a tool that God can use to mend communities.
Hmm.
Okay, so I'm African-American, and there's a lot of African-American young people who feel they can have a gun but don't do it legally. So once a month, I hold classes in Chicago to try to teach our young people you can utilize a firearm legally. But what I've noticed here in Springfield is I kind of get frowned on by the Caucasian community because they don't trust that African American has the knowledge to teach other communities about firearms, even though I'm USCCA trained, member of the NRA, United States veteran. There's some hesitation for my clientele of the Caucasian side of the coin to enroll in my classes, to be honest.
I don't know if I'm shocked or that surprises me. From the first moments I got to meet you, I just liked you, and I thought, hey, this guy's capable, he's sharp, he's wise, he wants to provide this service. I guess I just wouldn't even have thought of that or to what degree it's sad or an indictment on our maybe racist society or whatever, but I'm glad you're providing this. So is there going to be some training coming up, or should they just call you, or is there a website? Like, how could somebody say, hey, you know, I got to get with the pastor and talk about this? Because we've talked about a firearm safety class, or, you know, there's a couple couples that we know that we've just talked about buying firearms or being just more cognizant of what are the options or what we may decide to do or not do. So how do people get in touch with you?
Yes, sir. And there are several ways. We do have a website, edkdefensiveconsultants.com. We are on Facebook, same name. My phone number, 217-900-0477. So we just had a class last week. It was a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and in reverence and respect to those who attend church maybe on Sundays. And so we have two types of classes, weekend classes and weekday classes, just so the body of Christ can be a part of learning firearm safety, how to properly utilize a firearm and get their concealed carry, which is our Second Amendment right.
Like I said, Tim was just so, I don't know if enamored was the right word. He said, oh, he's a great guy. He's very interesting. He's got a lot to share. And he loves the idea of some of the training that you do. And some of it is just training counselors, people on how to train others or how to adapt or understand or how to look for or be cognizant of the fact that this could elevate into a dangerous situation. So, you know, it's not just pull out the firearm and here's how you use it. there's a lot of different things you can look for or indications, and I'm sure you cover some of that in your various training and some of the fundamentals. I know even my wife has asked a few different times about handguns and so forth, and she's never fired one, and nor have I. I think I had the old 22 on a friend's Texas ranch that we're shooting cans or whatever, but I think we do live in a day and age where we have to utilize all the resources and the information and the training, and it seems like many churches could really benefit, or organizations, or maybe there's a cul-de-sac where there's about six or eight families, and they said, boy, we would love to partner together to learn more. So they can call you, Eddie D. Kimball, at 217-900-0477. That's 217-900-0477. Or stop by this website. There's a lot of information and updates and things going on and training and other services that are provided at edkdefensiveconsultants.com. So EDK, that stands for Eddie D. Kimball, defensiveconsultants.com. And so we hope this will provide maybe a resource or some information that's really needed, or you've been just trying to figure out how to start a safety program for your church and what are some of the things we should be cognizant or aware of or attentive towards, because in this day and age, a lot of things have happened. There's been a lot of different things going on with churches, and we hope that maybe today's program might be just what you were looking for or trying to find out. And thank you, Eddie, for sharing some of your faith journey and a little of your love story. You got to close out with a word on Catherine. So God raises her up. You fall in love almost immediately. How has he used her in your life?
Well, Catherine has always supported everything that I've tried or attempted to do. Mm-hmm. She's that gentle checks and balances. So when I'm going astray because I'm a man and I'm thinking I'm doing it the right way,
right.
Catherine said, baby, can we talk?
Yeah.
You know, and then she'll say, well, have you thought about this or that? And I'm like, no. And then God would be like, hey, she's right.
Right. Yeah.
And so she's been such a help to me, Mark, and I really can't testify enough on the love that we have for each other, how we're to the point now where we can finish each other's phrases, and she's the spark in my eye, and I just appreciate God for lending me his angel for a little while.
Amen. Well, we begin with 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, and I'll close out with that as a reminder to all of us. Let's pour into the young people. Let's be attentive to some of the things they're saying, how God's working in their lives, and let's encourage them. 1 Timothy 4:12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, and in faith, and in purity. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Eddie D. Kimball with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.